This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope, East Hawaii. Each year, our church is required to hold a business meeting in which the state of the church and the highlights of the prior year are reported. While the report on the church and its membership is necessary, there are benefits that come with belonging to the community of Christ and even our church. In today's message, Pastor Scott explores the benefits of belonging to the kingdom of Christ and our church as well. This message was delivered on September 17th, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Amen. Well, inside your bulletin this morning, you got a ballot. Please hang on to that. We're going to talk about that later on. As you know, today is our membership meeting, and I'm going to keep that part short because sometimes we're just like, oh, I hate. It's like reading the book of Leviticus and Numbers. It'll just put you to sleep. But it's part of what we need to do as an accountability. And this morning, we're going to talk about membership. Membership has its benefits. What commercial did that come from? What was that? Somewhere, somebody watches enough TV that we remember the commercials, and that's what they pay for. But before we talk about membership to New Hope East Hawaii, let's talk about membership to the kingdom. You know, the Bible says that, you know, not many people, you know, few will enter that gate. The gate is narrow. And to think about it, you know, heaven, a place where we're going to worship God all the time. And the thing is, if we don't want to worship him here on earth, just on Sundays or with our lifestyle, then some people will think, well, why would they want to go to heaven and worship him forever? And you think about it, well, maybe they don't know how wonderful it is to worship our God. Amen? And it's a truly great thing. I think for us, because we're on this side and we understand what worshiping God is, and it's not just singing songs, it's a lifestyle. And we've come to accept and understand what worship is. Maybe we need to explain that to those who are outside, who are headed in a direction that is not desirable. They're going to end up in a place separated from God that they never planned on, because maybe they never knew what the benefits of belonging to God's kingdom could be. And belonging to the kingdom of God has benefits. Somebody once asked, where is the kingdom of God? Good question. And I believe the kingdom of God is where God is king. Amen? And if God is king in your life, then maybe that's where the kingdom of God is, because he's the king of your life. But belonging to the kingdom has great benefits. And number one is eternal life. How many of you desire eternal life? Everybody's hand better go up. God is watching. But think about it. You know, I did a funeral this week for an elderly man. He was like 90, in his 90s. Talk about a full life. And even though you live to 80, 90, 100 years old, the Bible talks about this life as a mere breath, a passing shadow. And you think, like, how can 90 years be like a mere breath or a passing shadow? Because 90 years, you think, it seems like a long time. But when you compare those 90 years to eternity, forever. How long is forever? Forever. That's like, can you grasp forever? I mean, sometimes you think, it takes forever to get till Christmas, man. And like, when I was a little kid, man, Christmas was like forever. It took forever. Now I'm old. Oh, too fast. Vacation, quick, everything quick. Nothing is like slow just like anymore, except for my movement. They hit a pop fly yesterday, and I couldn't even get to it because I was too slow. Everything else, time, man, Blink of an eye. I tell you, I blink my eyes today, and it's like next week Sunday, I'm here again. Like, what happened to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? It's gone. I mean, you think about eternity and how long forever is and how many people might miss it because they don't know the benefits of belonging to the kingdom of God. John 3:36. Anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's angry judgment. That's not a good place to be. Not at all. Jesus says that those who believe in Him have eternal life. And to receive eternal life is to join your life with God's life. To say, yes, I need a Lord and Savior. To say, yes, I am a sinner. Yes, I need a Savior. Eternal life begins at the moment of you saying, I need you, Lord. I need a Savior. Saying yes. And that, I mean, think about the benefits. Eternal life. We don't have to be afraid of dying. We don't have to be afraid if North Korea shoots a missile at us. We don't have to be afraid because we know we accepted Jesus Christ. We know the benefits to the kingdom. We get to go to heaven and be with our Lord. We get to have eternal life with God. Some people will be eternally separated from God, and that is a place where you do not want to be. Amen? What else? What are the benefits we have? Number two, abundant life. Abundant, full, overflowing. How many of you are experiencing the abundant life? I mean, since I came to know the Lord, to love Him, to serve Him, life has been overflowing. I cannot contain the blessings. Sometimes I think I might have to rent a storage space to contain the blessings. Seriously, the joy, abundant. Sometimes I may not show it. You know, I may look grouchy. But hey, I'm human, all right? I'm just like you. I have my ups and my downs, but I have my Lord and Savior. Amen? John 10:10, the second half. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Some versions say to the fullest, an overflowing. If you think about it, man, you're in Hawaii. How abundant is that? We have an abundance of sunshine. We have an abundance of rain. This is my favorite. We have an abundance of food, right? I had some pateles the other day. Oh, I said, yeah. I mean, we get the best of every culture. Yesterday was pinakbet at the baseball field. Oh, how's that? We get the best food from every culture, right? I mean, that's why we got to take medicine. Yeah. I think that's only me, right? Yeah. I mean, God put us in Hawaii. We got the abundance. We got the abundance of aloha, right? But we also got the abundance of traffic. No abundance of road rage now. Yeah, see, the benefits to belonging to God, to be called His child. God wants to give you things. And some of you may think, well, you know, I love God. I worship Him, I honor Him. But, you know, I don't like ask. Ask. The Bible says to ask. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Ask for salvation. Ask for blessings. You don't know what He has in store for you. Sometimes I go fishing and I ask, oh Lord, just, you know, give me 10 fish, and I put a limit on God. I say, oh God, give me 100 then. Or you know what, give the other guys 100. That way I get to share in their blessings. Because the rule is, if I catch, you clean. How's that, huh? But we all catch and we all clean. It's the abundance. We are so blessed. Membership to God's kingdom has great benefits. And you know what? You can be a part of it. All you need to do is ask. How do you ask? How do you ask? I mean, that's a great question, right? For some of you who may be visiting us, how do I be a part of God's kingdom? Well, I will pray with you, and I will give you that opportunity to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior so that you can enjoy the benefits of the kingdom. Amen? We're going to do that right now. We usually do this at the end of service, but we're going to do that right now. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Each one of us here. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you want entrance to the kingdom of God, if you want entrance to heaven, to that eternal, to that abundant life, then I would ask that you pray this prayer with me now. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, would you hold up a hand? Anybody out there, I want to pray for you. God bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else? No shame. You put your hands down. Lord, you have seen the hands. And they want the benefits that comes to belonging to your kingdom. So, Lord, I pray that as they have received you, you would give them the assurance of their eternal life, eternity with you, and that you would begin to bless them with that abundance of life here. Not with just stuff, but, Lord, with spiritual stuff, with joy, with peace, that would be overflowing in their lives. We thank you so much for those who said yes because they want the kingdom benefits. We thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so kingdom, belonging to God's kingdom has benefits. What about belonging to New Hope East Hawaii? Well, hey, if you belong to New Hope East Hawaii, you get to brag that your church won softball. So there's only two more goals this year, is volleyball and basketball. That's the two titles that eluded us all these years. But with all kidding aside, we did have fun playing softball, and we do have fun playing volleyball. For me, the volleyball is pretty much the only exercise I get all week. And if you think volleyball is not exercise, come and watch us, because, man, we hammer some water and make sweat marks all over the court when we fall down. And mainly that's me falling down, not everybody else. But belonging to New Hope East Hawaii has so many benefits. I mean, just look at your neighbors. Look behind you. Look in front of you. You look to the left and to the right. Look at all these beautiful people that you get to hang out with every week. There you go. See, John knows. He's hugging his wife. I would hug my wife, but she's somewhere in the children's ministry watching our children, teaching them some valuable spiritual lessons. That's one of the benefits, you know. You get to come here, drop your children off up there, enjoy peace and quiet over here while your children learn some valuable lessons, not just stuff for now, but stuff that they will remember and they can take with them into eternity. Stuff that's forever. Valuable godly lessons that they learn. And that's part of the benefits of belonging here. We have a men's ministry. We have a women's ministry. We have a wonderful worship team. We have sports ministry where we play basketball, softball, and volleyball. Our men's ministry likes to go fishing, so if you want to join that, then, you know, membership. Man, I tell you what, The coffee on Sunday morning is free. Imagine you went to Starbucks and you paid for that. Wow, you'd be paying $5 for one cup. James makes our coffee on Sunday mornings. Wonderful guy. I know if the coffee is too weak, you see him. Then we're just going to have to add a little bit more grains in there. But part of belonging to New Hope East Hawaii, the benefits is fellowship. How many of you like to fellowship, like to talk story? Not only if you're Portuguese now. I love hanging out with people. I love talking story with people. Not so much public speaking, but just one-on-one hanging out, enjoying each other's company over food, right? I mean, look at the food. We get food on Sundays. If you want to be a part of the food ministry, let us know, because I know if you live in Hawaii, you know how to cook, right? How many of you in the family, how many of you in your family, the men are the cooks? Yeah, look, plenty of men went. Why do men cook good? Because men love to eat. Acts 2, 44 to 46. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. See, we have a lot of things in common. One of them is we love God and we love people. And they began selling their properties and possessions and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart. Even back then, the commonality was food. Whenever we do things here, we gotta have food, right? If we don't have food, then you might get one or two guys, but you have food, then you can get five or six men, right? Food. But we're not asking you to go sell your stuff and give it to the church. It's not like that. We're asking you to join us in fellowship. Join us for some words of encouragement. How many of you come here on Sundays and that's the only hug you get all week? Yeah. No, Johnny May, I hug you on Mondays. I hug you on Mondays when you volunteer in our office. But seriously, some of us, we get only one hug a week, which is sad. And if you're married, man, shame on you. Hug your wife every day. Right? And if your children stay at home, hug your children every day. They need it. I love coming here getting hugs from you. The main thing you need to know is you need to hug me before service. Because after service, I'm all sweaty. And you do not want to hug me then. Okay, so number two, part of the benefits here is encouragement. How many of you could use a word of encouragement? I mean, I could. I mean, I love to be encouraged and I love to encourage others. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Think of ways, how can I encourage the person sitting next to me or the person behind me? How can you encourage your spouse? How can you encourage your children? I mean, I told you before, how do you encourage your child when they come home with Fs? How do you do that? Not with the belt. That's not encouragement. But this is what I always thought, man. When they come home with Fs, you just tell them, man, you got so much potential. Because if they came home with A's, that's it. Sorry. If you are a straight A student, I don't know how you can get better than that. But if you come home with Fs, man, you got potential. A lot of potential. And if you failed before, you got a lot of potential. And if you're short, you got a lot of potential. This scripture that we read is what happens here in our fellowship. It's the benefit. We encourage each other. We pray for one another. Now, New Hope East Hawaii, we talk about membership and everything. And if you've been coming here, then you consider yourself a member. If you desire to fill out a membership form, then they're available over there. It looks something like this. It says Foursquare Gospel Church membership application. If you want to fill that out, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. We're not like real legalistic, like, well, if you didn't fill one out, well, you're not a member. You're a member if you're here and you continue to fellowship here. If you want to know what New Hope East Hawaii and what the Foursquare Gospel Church is about, then we have our creedal statements here. And you can pick one of these up as you leave. And if you want to read through them and say, well, yeah, I agree with this, and you want to fill out a membership form, then, hey, go right ahead. And if you don't, that's fine. We're not going to point you out or what, but over the past years, I think maybe I got 10 of those, which is awesome. And if you know, because people just don't like filling out forms, right? How many of you like to fill out forms? Nobody. I agree with you. Every time I got to fill out a form, I'm like, oh, not another one. So here's my tip to you. When you fill out one form, Xerox it. Because that way all your information is there when you got to fill out the next one. All the information, everything you need. You know when you got to fill out those tax forms, oh, what exemption I got to fill out? And it's like, what's my social security number? Oh, I forget. What's my date of birth? I don't know. Yeah, hey, when you get old, you forget, you know. That's when you get the AMPM, the pill thing. You know what I mean? Because, like, at 8 o'clock, so did I take my medicine? Oh, I don't know. That's why you run out, because you take too much. So if you want to fill one out, that's great. And it's on the welcome table over there. If you don't want to fill it out, that's great, too. And if you've been coming to and joining us, then just consider yourself a member. Amen? Okay, so we're going to get down to some business, and I will keep this short. Our force, we are called the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel, ICFG for short. And if you want to go to our website, it's icfg.com or .org, but just type in ICFG, it will take you to our website. Got some really good information on top there. You can listen to our missionaries and what they do. But in our bylaws, they state that we are to have an annual meeting with a minimum of 2 weeks' notice, and we gave you that notices last month. And in this meeting, we are to let you know about our officers who are chosen, our financial, what went on last year, and all of those things. And this is what has happened. In 2016, right here at New Hope East Hawaii, we saw an average attendance of 152 people. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you may give the Lord. Yeah. And that's including people in service and our children. And like I told you, our children's ministry has been growing, so we really do need your help there. I mean, somewhere on Sundays, in upwards of 60 of them in there. It's like, oh, 60 children. Whew. I mean, I know we have people giving birth and all that, and that counted like 4 or 5 of them, but 60 is like, wow. Okay, and during the 2016, we have 44 first-time decisions for Jesus Christ. It means 44 people said, yes, Lord. 44 people can receive kingdom benefits because of what we do here. And then we had 8 water baptisms. People said, yes, I want to be baptized like how Jesus was baptized. In 2016, our total income was $196,115. That was our total income. Out of that, the tithes and offering, our tithable income is $184,746,000. Okay, so what that is, the tithable income is what you give on Sundays that goes into the general fund. If you gave a designated offering to like a youth ministry or to disaster relief, that is not counted in our tithable income. Our tithable income is what we pay 10% to our national church office that helps with us take care of the tax things and all the legal parts. And we pay 10% to them. And of past few months, past year and a half or so, they've been returning 10% of that to the church for use for missional and ministry purposes. Okay. Of that, 2,518 went to missions offering. 2,263 came in as men's ministry. Men's ministry, on those Saturday mornings, we do put a basket out for collection to pay for the food. So we probably ate about $2,263 worth of Portuguese bean soup, roast pork, pancakes, Spam, Portuguese sausage, and James' famous patele stew. So, yeah. Of that, we have some money in our Foursquare savings, and 2,900 of that was interest earned. Yeah. Our expenses, 18,502 was our tithe to our national church office. 4,728 went to missions. 77,761 was personnel expenses, payroll, health insurance, all that. 18,918 was facility, was the rent we pay over here and for the office. Any improvements we do to the place, like if we had to do sidewalks or some air conditionings for the classrooms. And of that, our net was just under $40,000, and that went into our Foursquare savings, all right, where we are currently looking at a way so that we can earn more interest in our savings. I think we're earning 1.75% or 1.5%. We are looking for ways that we could better steward that to earn more interest for us. All right? And if you really want to see more detailed breakdown, you can call me or make an appointment, come, and I can show you all of our reports. That's why we have a church council, yeah? Our pastors, Pastor Aaron, Pastor Dennis. Where's Pastor Dennis? He's hiding way in the back there. Shame on him. And Jaywin, he's still in the process of getting his license. Jaywin, you can stand up. And you cannot say I already standing because you're tall. So that's our pastors here. Our council members. So this is our ballot here, okay? If you can take that out. And the rules for this, you can vote for one, you can vote for two, you can vote for three, you can vote for all of them, or you can vote for none at all. Okay? Our council members, what is the duty of our council members? They help to keep an account of the finances of New Hope East Hawaii. So that you don't see me coming to church here Sunday morning on a helicopter. Right? That would be ridiculous, right? But hey, it's all part of the checks and balances. Each of our checks need two signatures. And when we spend money, our council members approve the spending. And as we meet each month, we go line by line, and I explain all the finances and that what we spent and what we spent it for as an account, so that we don't go off and spending money on like on brand new fishing pole or brand new tires for my truck or one lift kit for the worship team and you know all that kind of stuff. But because you know what, stuff like that does happen. And as an account, we have council members. Amy Brown just came off the council. She served her term. She did well. Would you thank her for serving? Thank you so much. Amy was such a wonderful, wonderful help. She has an accounting background, so she is really good. Taught us how to efficiently use the QuickBooks program and so many things. And she has served well, and we just appreciate you so much. So Johnny May is back there. Johnny May, she ran away. Oh, she's hiding back there. We're going to ask that you vote her in for a one-year term. She's going to take Amy's place. Sue, she finished out Diane's term because Diane had to step off because she'd been so busy. So Sue took her place. So we're asking that you vote her in for a one-year term. James, the coffee maker, he finished his first year, and we want him to be serve another two-year term. So we ask that you vote him in. John Cui and Frank Castaneda, they are in the middle of their two-year term, which started last year, so you don't need to vote them in. So if you can mark your ballots, and the ushers would be around to collect them soon. So anybody not have a ballot? Okay, the only rule is you have to be 18 or over, okay? And if you're not 18, then, hey, and if you vote, what can I do? But that's the bylaws. I'm just stating it to you. Okay, if you guys are done, ushers, go ahead and collect the ballots. Don't forget the ones in the back there. But that's, and we do this every year, once a year, just to let you know, and just to be accountable of what is happening here in New Hope East Hawaii. We'd like to thank you so much for being a part of this wonderful, fabulous fellowship. And we would like to encourage you, if you are not serving in a ministry, then hey, take the time, step out of your comfort zone and say, "Yes, Lord, send me, I will go. I will go and teach 60 children. I don't care if they shred me. Or I will go and I will cook food early in the morning because I know they love my cooking." Amen. All right, thank you, ushers. I'd like to ask the worship team to come back up. And, you know, Dr. Kurahara and Diane, they are traveling. That's why we don't have drums today, but we got congas. We have a wonderful, wonderful team. Pastor Aaron leads our worship team, and Pastor Dennis leads our men. Pastor Jaywin, he's just an awesome mentor, and he's a very smart guy. And if you ever can sit with him, he is like a book. He knows so much. But thank you so much. Would you thank our leaders and our pastors? Because they are awesome. Hey, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. And sometimes, you know, it's not fair that I get the attention, but these guys don't get, so, you know, I'm asking you, don't worry about me, because I get it from you guys every week. You guys love me so much, but honor these guys, because they deserve it. Amen? Would you stand and join us?
Oh, thank you, Pastor Scott. Let's say thank you to our wonderful senior pastor, Pastor Scott. I love serving with this guy, and I love praising the Lord with this guy. And I love praising the Lord with all of you. I hope you guys love praising the Lord with me too. And that's how we love to wrap up the service, don't we? So let's give every praise to our God this morning.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.